Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right. We have a lot to cover, Cuño. All said and done. I'm going to start with the Dolphins. All said and done, the Dolphins, true or false, actually did pretty damn good in free agency, especially since they had no salary cap to work with.
Right. Once they ripped off the Band-Aid of saying goodbye to Christian Wilkins and some of those guys, I think they filled things out. By the way, Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce is here at Pro Day. He's the only head coach from the NFL at Canes Pro Day.
That's Crowder's guy.
Yeah.
My homeboy.
So I'm going to go up to him now and say, hey, I'm Channing Crowder's best friend. Is it cool if we get an interview?
Just text him.
Put him on the phone. Use the end. We're good to go.
Put him on the phone.
Use the end of me being your friend.
The end.
You want to use the N word.
Well, I thought you were giving Cuño terrible advice around Antonio Pierce.
This is why I don't want to come here anymore. Yeah, you see, it's like career threatening every time. Yeah, no.
I was like, what kind of terrible advice is this?
And Antonio Pierce, he's built different now.
Yeah, he don't play around.
Yeah, that'd be a bad business decision on my part. I know it's been a while since he played, but Antonio,
it was a radio
bit. I'm losing that
bit.
Fight.
Bam, bam. but it was a radio
you just hear
bit.
You just hear the phone drop, and you just hear me in the background go, Yeah.
Antonio Pierce got me out of a fight in Tampa Super Bowl at the ESPN party. I was about to fight, and he picked me up off my feet and carried me out to the street in Ybor City. He carried me outside. I was like, Chang, you don't want to do that,
Chang. Of course it was Ybor.
Yep. He got me out of a fight at an ESPN Super Bowl.
Nothing good happens
now,
in Ybor
now,
City.
Now, see, there's my end, Channing. This is why you're my best friend, is I'm going to go up to him and be like, hey, you got my buddy Channing Crowder out of a fight in Tampa.
Yep. And he'll probably laugh and be like, yeah, Chang's crazy. I know his answer.
Yeah.
What were we saying?
Dolphins. I think you were headed in the Dolphins direction. Hey,
go see if Antonio Pierce likes Shamrock Shakes. Ask him.
Okay. No.
I love Mike. No, okay. No. Like, are people actually working around you right now? Like reporters? Everyone's
working right now, but me, because I'm bullied into these. So, yeah.
Would you rather talk about the Panthers, the Heat?
I'd rather
Justin
talk
Fields?
To Coach Pierce. No, whatever you got.
Did you give your Dolphins answer? I wasn't really listening.
Yes, once they were able to clear some cap room, obviously, with restructuring all those deals. I think the Dolphins did a really nice job of at least filling out the roster. It's a good balance of some young guys, and then, you know, you got some vets in there like Fuller and Shaq Barrett. You know, I think you did enough to at least, you know, settle any worries this first wave of free agency. But the draft, you just have to hit on it like you've hit in the last few years. And for once, the Dolphins have some draft picks over the next 2 years. So I don't think the sky's falling for the Dolphins. I don't. I think they're still in a competitive spot.
And, Mike, we criticize coaches and players during the season. This time of year is when you can evaluate the GM. Like Hawk's talking about, you had to get rid of Christian Wilkins and Raekwon, all those guys left, but now you added, even with X, you added Fuller, who I can argue is a better corner than X is at this time in their career. I've been asking people, is Chris Greer a good GM? As people look at the Dolphins that don't, you know, don't follow it every day like we do, do they look at Chris Greer and say, the Dolphins have a hell of a GM?
I think the thing around Chris Greer is kind of just the instant reaction to things, right? Like that first day, that first hour when they lost those four guys, everyone, you know, panicked a little bit. But you have to remember, free agency wasn't just a day long. It's a week. It's kind of this ongoing thing. And I think you look at the draft classes he had the last few years, he's done remarkably well. And then even when you look at the season, they were derailed by those injuries. And it's, you know, he actually did a good job, if you ask me, building depth at a lot of the positions they got hurt at. But, you know, once Jalen Phillips goes down, he can't control if Van Ginkle is going to go down as well. Like, once you lose your depth and the depth looks good, that's just circumstantial. Like, that's just sometimes it is unlucky. I think he's done a good job in terms of drafting and then building depth. But I think maybe the area where he's overextended is some of these contracts that go out. You know, you have like four huge contracts out there. And I just think that's where the all-in emphasis was. And I just think that's where they got maybe in some trouble this year trying to fill out the roster and clear cap space to sign guys.
Cuño, even with the injuries, though, it seemed like it was the offense that wasn't able to come up with the big moments in the most important stretch of the season. Do you want to see the Dolphins offense maybe go out and try to bolster, whether it's their receiving core? I know we have Tyreek and Waddle, their running back room. Like when you're looking at the offense, because we all expect Tua to get the bag and stay here long term, what's that move you're hoping that they make?
I hope, you know, this time of year you start poking at some of the mock drafts. You see guys like Bowers from Georgia, the tight end, you know, fall into the Dolphins at 21, you kind of get excited. But yes, Solana, you're right. In the draft, to me, offensive line and wide receiver, I would love to see them get some more guys because it seems like this draft is pretty healthy and loaded at those two particular positions. Will they maybe go out and get another outside linebacker? Possibly, just because the injuries to start the year may be problematic. But I agree. You know, the offense at times did sputter last year, particularly towards the end of the season. And I don't know if that was all injury-based or if that was teams kind of figuring out Miami, but I do think they can use some help in terms of a third wide receiver. Obviously, interior offensive linemen, they're going to need to address now that Robert Hunt's gone, and we'll see what ends up happening at center. But yeah, I think there's enough players in the draft that they can address those positions.
Speaking of the offense, did you see one of their new offensive weapons, Jonnu Smith, over the weekend on Dolphins Instagram declared Friends is his favorite TV show of all time?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people his age who probably think Friends is the best TV show of all time. You know, I would put Seinfeld over Friends, but that's just me.
But Friends is up there, right? You can acknowledge it's a great show.
Yeah. I have a problem with people who like declaratively say that Friends is a bad show because it is on everyone's TV and everyone's house at some point. Like you can't avoid it and it stays on for a reason. So you can't tell me it's like
it happens
a corny
to be brilliant.
Show.
Like have you watched every episode? It happens to be brilliantly made.
I've seen every episode. I'm married to a woman who has the DVDs. Even though that it's on TV on like five different channels all the time. But still we need the DVDs.
It's unrealistic.
What?
Friends. Just I've watched a couple episodes. It doesn't make any sense. I can't relate with it. It's unrelatic. That's BS.
Because
they
you
all
can't
sit
relate.
And the fact
it
that they had
that
type of apartment in New York. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not. It's. Yeah, I don't like it.
I mean, I can't relate to Friday. But I mean, I'm sure there's some realism there. I've never sat out on the.
You would be. You would be Felicia.
Yeah.
Don't ever call me.
You would be Felicia.
Looks like Freddie Jackson. Don't ever call me. What about Hawaiian pizza, Mike? You ever like Hawaiian pizza?
No problem with Hawaiian pizza.
Is the pineapple warm or cold on Hawaiian pizza?
Ooh, I would say warm. Why would it be cold? Room temperature is probably the way to go. If it's room temperature, you're probably safe.
That's my kind of point, Mike, is that nobody likes room temperature or warm fruit. No one's ever said, let me get that warm, apple.
Yeah, but you know what? But the warm pizza is gonna negate any of that anyway. So you don't have to worry about it. If it's cold, then it sticks out. If it's room temperature or warm, it's fine.
I don't like it.
Anybody have anything else for Mike Cugno? I'd like to keep him on the line as long as I can, and then every network, every Miami channel will have interviews with people at Miami Pro Day, and Mike comes back to CBS4 with nothing.
Go give the phone to AP.
Yeah. Put ACC Network on right now. You'll see me spike my phone at the 20-yard line because they got the Pro Day on the network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Mike, just go hand the phone to AP. I'll talk with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Text him right now. Tell him I'm coming. All right.
Why are you so scared to just walk up to Antonio Pierce and say, "Hey, I have Channing Crowder live on the phone right now."
You just walk and say, hey coach Pierce, man, Channing Crowder wanted to holler at you for a second." And he'll say, "Well, what's up?" And he'll give you the phone back.
No, Channing, I'm going to FaceTime you in a second. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm doing a radio show.
I need to come with photo evidence.
I want Antonio Pierce to look at Cugno after he says that and say, "Don't ever call me again." We got to go. We love you, Cugno.
Love you too.
Are you all right?
No, I'm never fine. I'll be all right.
You're out on the Panthers, right? You think they stink?
No, you're out on the Panthers.
My economic recovery plan with the Panthers has failed a couple times in a row.
Boy, that bubble popped, huh?
Everyone in the world.
All right. Enjoy yourself in Coral Gables, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Mike Cugno from CBS4. It's not even an act. That's him. It's why I love talking to him. Like the put upon Just it's that's him. And you know, he goes home tonight and goes, why do I do that? I knew I was going to be too busy and they do that to me. And why do I do that?
Every time I see Cuño anywhere, the first two conversations have to do with you.
Hey, that bro, wasn't like, my doing. That was you. What are you talking about? Hey, don't bro, put that like, on me.
Hawk is crazy. I'm like, yeah, something's wrong with him. You keep picking up the phone, though.
I'm going to get fired from CBS4 because of you two dweebs.
I forgot. Yeah, it's your Sunday night gig. Solana's what we call collateral damage.
Hey, man, use me as a reference. I got you.
All right.
Use the in.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.